I gave you 10 years to live your life. And where did that get you?
Welcome into the Ringerverse. This is the Ringer's headquarters for all things aliens, superheroes, horror. We do it right here on the Ringerverse. And of course, every Friday, it's the Midnight Boys. We do the instant reaction show to The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then you come back on Tuesday and Mallory does the deep dive. She takes your mailbag questions across all of our social media handles. This is the way you can submit those mailbag questions to Mallory and get them in. They're doing the deep dives over here. But we're not talking about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier right now. This is an emergency Midnight Boys ride.
A midnight snack, some would say.
This is a midnight snack. It's me, Van Lathan, host of Higher Learning with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay. Of course, Charles Holmes, host of The Ringer Music Show. We are instantly reacting to something that just dropped in the MCU today, and that is the Shang-Chi trailer.
At Walt Disney World Resort, magic is found in spontaneity, the unplanned, the unexpected, an inside joke born in the Haunted Mansion queue, a surprise Stitch sighting in Tomorrowland, watching fireworks from your room. These memories aren't made from predetermined plans, but manifested from simply being present and together in the most magical place. Find your moment at Walt Disney World Resort.
Calling all podcast fans, Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new shows to love. Get personalized episode recommendations and easily preview them before you dive right in. Find exclusive video episodes from your favorite hosts and guests. And with some, you can even connect with them through polls and Q&A directly within their episodes. It's everything you want in one app. So what are you waiting for? Try the podcast experience today on Spotify.
Chi, I just read that it's Shang-Chi.
I've always heard and said
Same, Shang. I've always said Shang-Chi, but technically it's Shang-Chi, man.
That's brand new news to me. I did not know that I enjoyed the trailer. So instant reactions, what did you think about the trailer?
All right, guys, this is a teaser trailer, but still, we got to say, spoiler warning, we will be talking about the comics. So if you're the type of person who doesn't want to be spoiled, I don't know why you're listening to the Midnight Boys. But spoiler alert. It took me a couple viewings. I think I had to view it like two or three times to really, really get into it. My first thought after watching it was like, oh, Marvel's going to have like a very difficult time, I think, with these next few movies, with Black Widow, with Shang-Chi, because these are characters that I would say aren't the most popular comic book characters and they're not the most iconic. And what I mean by iconic is like, Spider-Man has a costume and a symbol. Captain America has a symbol. Whereas Shang-Chi, a lot of the myth making that you're going to have to do is going to have to be falling in love with him as a person, because there's no mask, there's no logo, it's just him. It's a martial arts movie. But what did you think when you first saw it?
I disagree with you in terms of Black Widow, only because I think that Black Widow has 10 years of source material. So Black Widow, to your point, is not, but I think people want to see Natasha now because they've gotten to know her in so many other movies. You could be more right about that. Now, the thing is that when I watched the trailer, I guess for me, knowing the character, which just really quickly, the character is the best hand-to-hand fighter in Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics has a slightly different origin. It seems like they're going to in this movie now. In Marvel Comics, Shang-Chi is the son of an international villain named Fu Manchu.
Now, very racist character.
Very racist character. So there's no Fu Manchu going to be in this movie. Marvel was smart enough not to step in that landmine. What it seems like they're doing now, though, is they're making him the son of the Mandarin, who is the head of the mystical and ancient Ten Rings organization. And you see the Ten Rings not on the Mandarin's fingers as they are in the comic books. The Mandarin is a villain not just for Shang-Chi, but also for Iron Man. Big, huge villain in the Marvel Universe that they completely fucked up in Iron Man 3.
Woo, with the hot take. You're not wrong, though. That's not a hot take.
That's a lukewarm take.
It was a lukewarm take?
Yeah, it was bad the way they did Mandarin. They came back and they made fake Mandarin with Ben Kingsley. Came back and they had Aldrich Killian be the Mandarin, the head of the... It's just bad. And they actually had to fix it with like a one-shot Marvel short. But now it looks like they're going to set all of that stuff right and they're changing the character a little bit. So when I watched the trailer, because the character's superpower is the fact that he is just a living martial arts weapon, the trailer looked like I thought it was going to look. Like, you see the trailer, you see some... I'm sure there's some ancient times in there. You're going to go back to the beginnings of the Ten Rings organization. You get a quick shot of the Mandarin. Seems like the story is picking up after Shang-Chi has been out in the world living for some time. He is about to get pulled back into all of the things that are happening around his father and their organization. Looks pretty straightforward. But what I wanted to see was how the martial arts would look.
Martial arts look amazing.
They look amazing. That's what you have to sell. Like, that's what you have to sell. And that was the debacle and the failure of course, the Iron Fist television show.
Absolutely.
Because Iron Fist has to be one of the greatest fighters in the world, and the show just simply didn't pull that off. I feel like if they get the martial arts action right in this movie, and they build the world out, you know, it looks like we're going to see Fing Fam Foom in there as well, Big Dragon and all of that stuff. I think the movie can be good. I think the trailer delivered on that intrigue and like what we should expect to see from the film.
I would go one step further. I would argue that the fighting, because what we know about Shang-Chi in the comics, has to be the best fight scenes or among them that we've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe for them to make us believe like this is a franchise that can go on. We're talking like John Wick levels of like fight scenes. And honestly, I do think that one thing that they got really, really right about this is who's playing Shang-Chi, which is Simu Liu, who most people know from Kim's Convenience. Yo, Van, are you a fan of Kim's Convenience on Netflix?
Never seen it.
My man. What a great sitcom. I love Simu Liu. He's following in the steps of Marvel choosing wonderful comedic actors as action stars, which I love, which is great.
Kim's Convenience, I'll check out.
Well, back to the Bengals. In Marvel history, the Ten Rings, they all have different powers, but it seems like they're doing the bracelets, the gauntlets, the bangles, whatever you want to call them. What do we think about that? We saw a few action shots of those.
Yeah, it looks like in a flashback scene, there was a younger Mandarin who had them and was getting busy because there's a flashback to the origins of Shang-Chi himself and how he was trained up by his father. If the story does mirror what it does in the comics, this entire time, the way it worked in the comic book was that Shang-Chi didn't know that his father was an international villain. He didn't know that he was mean and bad and stuff like that. And then his dad sent him out on a mission one time, and then he found out, and then he talked to his mom about it, and then he changed and, you know, went to war with his dad and all that and stuff like that. In this situation, I don't know why they would change that. Like, it seems like it would be... I'm interested to see. It seems like it's pretty easy to put the... You know, Mandarin's rings are very iconic. They're like almost like a... Everyone can... controls a different deal, so it's almost like a same concept of the Infinity Stones, but
maybe that's why they're trying to get a little bit away from like the Infinity Stones, and they're kind of being like another like gem or whatever in the Marvel Universe. So I could see them going that way.
Yeah, they're much, much less powerful, obviously, than the Infinity Stones, but yeah, they look cool from what I saw of them on his wrists. And Mandarin is just a fantastic character. So what did you think about Awkwafina in the trailer? A lot of people, she's been very, very... People have been polarized about their response to Awkwafina in this movie.
I think Awkwafina has surprised me lately just with her acting chops. So I think she's a great actress. I guess my only thing is that it might be overexposure, where it's like when we get a big Hollywood, Asian-led blockbuster, she seems to be like the first person they call, and she's been playing a similar character in a lot of these movies. So I could see why it could be a little polarizing. Is that fair, or is that a little too harsh?
I mean, look, if she delivers, then she delivers. You know, I don't understand the big thing why people are so on either side of the Awkwafina debate. The only thing I've ever really seen Awkwafina in was, well, two movies: Crazy Rich Asians, which was amazing, And then Ocean's 8 is where I saw her.
I watched Raya and the Last Dragon on Disney, and it seems like she is falling into the trap of being like the sidekick wherever she is. Like she's like the kooky New York sidekick who like has a bunch of one-liners. So I could see people being like, is this going to be the same character that we've gotten for like three or four movies already?
I think she's cool.
I think she's cool. I love The Farewell. So I'm not mad that she might just be playing a similar character from what she did in Crazy Rich Asians. But one thing I want to talk to you about is that you were there for this. That is not like a joke. You actually were. Where basically through the 70s and 80s, kung fu movies, martial arts was like a big thing. Like it went through kind of like a massive explosion. That's why you got something like Shang-Chi. Partially, I think what the directors and the actors are going to have to try to do is basically pivot away a lot of the racist text that was Shang-Chi because it was created by a bunch of white people and make us believe in a story that they're kind of having to build up almost whole cloth. And this is something that they similarly had to do with Black Panther. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that they can like pull it off and make what was a lot of very problematic content elevate it into something that is way less problematic?
Yeah. I think so. I don't think they're going to have very much problem with it. When they casted Iron Fist, a lot of people were like, well, why don't we go away from the idea of Danny Rand being Iron Fist and go do something else? I mean, the reality is that those comics were drawn and conceptualized in a specific time, and times are different now. And so the creatives now have a lot more, they have a much bigger cultural landscape to work with, and it makes for better characters and stronger characters, and not just characters that are more true to people's actual real-life cultures, but characters who are more layered to me. And I think that's actually showed itself in the Shang-Chi character as it even exists in Marvel Comics as of recently. Now, this has never been, like you said before, there's never been a character who's had like awesome arcs and huge books and any of that stuff. Like, not really. He's always been a guy that's shown up and done cool stuff. So once again, Marvel's taking one of their lesser known entities and making them into a big deal. But I think they have an opportunity in doing that to build a lush, vibrant cultural world, not just for Shang-Chi, but for how the MCU is going to exist in the Far East. Almost like what they did with the African continent around Wakanda. They have an opportunity to build all of that. And I think that that's very inclusive. And also, forget about doing it for any PC or political reasons. It's just super entertaining. It makes for realer, better characters. And there's like a lot of fun stuff in the whole Shang-Chi legend and character and that entire world. There's a lot of stuff there. It has to do with different alien technologies and, you know, the origin of the Ten Rings and how the Mandarin got them and what they really are and where dragons come from and all this. Just a lot of stuff that if done right, that they can really turn the audience onto that we haven't seen yet. So I'm excited. I think they will.
I mean, if we're being honest too, like I think like people forget, it wasn't like there were a bunch of like great Black Panther runs. There was a few, but same thing with like Falcon. Like Falcon wasn't a cool character. So
no, Falcon,
Marvel has...
No. Falcon, hold on, stop. Stop saying Falcon wasn't a cool character. No, Falcon sucked. Say it real. Don't.
I was trying to be a little bit more positive, man. No. Saying he was
Falcon
not cool.
Sucked. Falcon one of the worst. Okay, terrible. And they managed to do it. I have no, I have no issue with Marvel right now and their ability to make these characters into Falcons suck.
I honestly think it works in their favor sometimes when like a lot of the source material they need to throw out, because then you can get a screenwriter and director who like they can play in the sandbox a little bit. We don't right. expect like Captain America. We know like if you read like Ed Brubaker and the Winter Soldier, you know what they need to pull off. With right. Shang-Chi, I'm going in very cold. I'm just like, y'all can do whatever and I'll be happy.
Look, I think Marvel, the MCU is cooking so much right now. I think Marvel can make like a whole Jubilee series. I bet it'd
Jubilee
be
is a terrible character. No.
She's not terrible. She's not great. Yeah, she's definitely not great. She definitely not great.
Were there any Easter eggs you caught? I saw somebody saw Captain America's shield in one of the training sequences.
I gotta be real with you. I'm not good with the Easter eggs. I'm not. I look at stuff, you know, I saw, it looks like I saw Fing Fan Foom in there. But like, as far as the recognition of 50 Easter eggs in 50 seconds, I'm not good at it. I have to watch the trailer a million times to pick up stuff. Did you see some? Get to the Easter. I know we got to go. We're running long because we're so excited. But what Easter eggs did you see?
I'll be real with you, man. Like, I'm bad as hell with Easter eggs too. Like, I'm just like I was going through Twitter. I saw the Captain America shield. I did see something that might be Fing Fang Foom. I just didn't realize that. I wouldn't be surprised if he is actually in this. And then besides that, you know, I had to do my Googles, because if a lot of people don't know Shang-Chi, they definitely don't know his villains. So we saw Razor Fist, who's the dude with the knives for hands.
Razor Fist, who's played by Big Nasty, the guy who was the Creed joint. He played.
Oh, that's the dude that's from the Creed
same guy.
Too?
That's the same guy. He's playing Razor Fist. He's like,
oh,
yeah.
I loved him in Creed 2. God damn. Good for Marvel. And then there was Death Dealer, who was, once again, a very obscure villain. That's actually the thing I find fun, where I'm just like, this is a comic book that I'm just like, I know about Shang-Chi from like when he shows up in Avengers and all this other shit. But some of his villains, I'm like, dog. Like,
well, Death Dealer was, in the comic books, was the right hand of his dad. So I guess it's going to be the right hand of the Mandarin now. By the way, we should say real quick, making the Mandarin, if this is what they did, because we saw the Mandarin, making the Mandarin, it seems like they're going to make the Mandarin Shang-Chi's dad in this. That's actually a pretty big change.
That's a huge change.
That's a pretty big change.
They right haven't even there. Done that in the comics. This is something that's straight picked for the MCU. And the reason that they did that is because, like, basically, when Marvel wanted to make Shang-Chi, they bought the rights to this character called Dr. Fu Manchu. He was racist. They no longer have the rights to him. And in the comics, he's gone through a couple different changes for who his father was. And I think they were realizing, like, let's do the Mandarin right. And whole cloth kind of, like, give Shang-Chi a capital, like, V villain, which I would argue that he really does not have those. And like, Mandarin is like the coolest version of who they could create a villain for him. So I'm super fucking excited for that. Like,
right, I get it. Before we wrap up here and get out of here, out of five, what is your excitement level for this movie based upon the trailer that you saw?
I'm going to give it a 3.75.
3.75. That's good.
Yes.
3.75 is good. I'm going to say mine is 4.1.
All right, so we're in the same ballpark.
We're in the same ballpark.
Here's the thing. It was a teaser trailer.
Teaser.
If we could get like a longer trailer, I could easily bump mine up to a 4. It's just like we didn't get enough yet.
It was dope when he jumped up and punched those two guys and then kicked them.
Oh, that was...
Shang-Chi was getting off.
No, the one when he was fighting, I think it was Death Dealer, and then he like catches the kunai like in midair. I was like, God damn.
What you just said, but...
You've never read Naruto, man?
No.
Wait, are you into manga or no?
I like Dragon Ball Z. Like, look.
Dog, why does every black person have to go straight to Dragon Ball Z?
You know what I watch? You know what I watch too? The one with Guts. Berserk. Berserk was cool. Guts was crazy. Dude, remember, man, this stuff is different. It's not the same. I'm a little older. Like, I was working at Best Buy.
I'm going to maybe send you like a volume of like some manga. You know what I'm saying? Before all this goes. Because I can't be talking about kunai. You don't know what's happening.
Good. Because I don't know what that is. That's enough. We're out. Make sure you come back on Friday. We're going to have our instant reactions to the season finale of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Woo. It all comes down to this. Make sure to tune in to Tuesday's show, which is going to recap the penultimate episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, deeper dive analysis, and answering your mailbag questions.
Wait, don't forget to plug Mortal Kombat.
Oh, excuse me, Mortal Kombat. We're doing Mortal Kombat. I'm doing Mortal Kombat along with Shay. Me and Shay are going to do Mortal Kombat. Hopefully, we'll be able to have Makad from Mortal Kombat on. I have not seen the movie yet. I heard that the movie is very good. It takes itself very seriously, which I like. So we're going to have that this week for you guys, all right? But as of now, Midnight Boys, Midnight Snack, we out.
Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app. Music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.